The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
I will never get tired of that intro. I don't know what it is. It just always, it makes me a little happy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our iced coffee. It's currently the day of, I am recording this the morning of on Friday, so I don't know. I'm with you guys on this one. So if you're listening to this the same day, I think that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to think about. Does everybody else have the sniffles right now? I know that's like a weird thing to talk about, but does anybody else have the sniffles? Today's a big day, though. So we've been grinding. I say we, but it's really been me. I've been grinding on TikTok. That sounds awful. I have not been grinding on TikTok. I've been working hard on TikTok because I've been trying to find a new path of success, basically. I have not been doing any WAP dances or head tilts or anything like that, but anything, I've been reading my poems on there, and I've been constructing poems, and I've been kind of giving advice to a whole new platform, and it feels really, really good to finally do that and like to get back to doing what I used to do and everything, and it feels really, really good. Now, I used to like hate that app. I used to hate TikTok so much because, I don't know, I just felt like I didn't fit in. I felt like I was too old, you know, when everyone's like, oh my God, like I'm 24 now, you know, and when I started doing like internet stuff, I was 16. And so I was like that young, naive kid at 16 years old. Like I just did whatever I wanted to do type of thing. And like, oh, if I messed up, it was like, oh, because he's 16. But now, yo, if you mess up, you know better. But it's not that I'm going to mess up. It's just that I feel out of place. And so for the longest time, I felt like I didn't have a home on there. And for the longest time, I was really, really sad. I was so, so depressed with the content that I created. And I'm sharing this because maybe there's a fellow content creator listening. And then we'll dive right into the podcast. But I thought this was interesting to talk about. Because my best friend, he messaged me the other day. And he asked me something. And then I just said, how are you, man? Like, I feel like we don't talk. Like, how many times do we ask our friends how they are? And so I asked him how he was. And he goes, first, I want to know how you are. And because nobody ever asked me how I am. Because I'm always the one, like, that's giving advice. And that's totally okay. I'm completely fine with people not knowing how I am. I feel like I share. Everyone thinks that I'm, like, constantly sad. And I share all my stuff online and everything. But that's not the case. I just, I'm definitely in my feelings, but I'm not always sad. I'm just comfy. And he said, how are you doing? I'm like, well, honestly, man, I'm really, really good. For the past 3 years, I've been like in a decline in business and with my career and with my podcast, with my videos, with my writing and everything. And it's been a really, really tough path to go down. And lately I've gained over 200,000 followers in a month, and it feels really, really good. And it's not because of the number. It's just because I finally found some people who enjoy my content. And it's not me trying to push on YouTube, forcing people to like stuff. When on YouTube, it's just not that type of thing that they want to watch. Like, they want to watch stuff about, you know, a certain subject. And that's completely okay. And then Instagram likes to see certain things in my life. And it really hit me that each platform that I have is very, very different. So it's like on my vlog channel, you guys love seeing like my day-to-day life, shit that nobody cares about, partying with a girlfriend, not partying, what am I saying? Just hanging out with a girl And then on my main channel, you guys like it when I talk about relationships, you know, toxic friends and stuff like that, like more advice style. And then on my Instagram, you like my day-to-day life. And then on my podcast, you like when we're talking when you need to sleep and cry or something. And TikTok likes my poems. And so each platform has different things. And for the longest time, I was trying to like make all of the platforms like all of the things. And honestly, that was toxic to my own well-being. It was just not right. I wasn't happy, and I was trying to force something upon other people. And this kind of goes into what I wanted to talk about today, which was getting over a toxic friend and letting them leave. Now, this is something that I think everybody dabbles with. We all have our toxic friends. We all have those people that aren't or shouldn't be in our lives, right? Now, when we talk about this, there's also one more thing I want to address before we get into it. For the longest time, I've always like tried filming me record this podcast, and today I probably sat here for 5 minutes debating it. Whether I even recorded part of it, and I recorded it and I stopped, and I realized that when I'm recording on the camera, when I have this camera facing me and recording everything, I try to be something I'm not. I try to follow the 1, 2, 3 points and everything that I have written down because I have to write it down because I'm on camera. But I think the best part about this podcast is that we're having a conversation. It's me. You can hear me figuring stuff out because I have nothing written down, you know? And so that's why this podcast is going to stay audio only. Even my podcast network, whatever it's called, actually, I know what it's called. It's called Red Circle. They're like, you should be putting it on YouTube. And I'm like, I really don't. So I'll put it on YouTube as like an audio, but definitely not as a video because it's just, I don't want to watch myself think. And I think that I don't give a genuine answer to a lot of the stuff that we talk about. So let's get into it now. Toxic people and getting over them. So the first thing that I think we got to talk about is that we all have these. Like we feel like, you know, we may not relate to a situation, but we all have toxic friends. And it doesn't mean they're always toxic. You know, we all go through our different periods in life. And I guarantee you that you were the toxic friend at one point, and somebody else was, and somebody else was, and somebody else was. Right? It's this like vicious circle. And it's really hard to stick with it. It's a really tough situation when you have to decide whether or not that person should stay in your life, right? And I think the first step is definitely to acknowledge who it is and what they're doing wrong. And it's basically like doing a pros and cons list. And like, you know, the one from Friends where Ross makes a pros and cons list about Rachel and then okay. Well, like, don't let them see it. But yeah, I think kind of making the pros and cons in your head and asking yourself, is this person benefiting me? And it doesn't mean that you can't be friends with them in the future. Like, I feel like a lot of people think about like leaving a friend as some big drastic moment and you're never, ever, ever going to see them again. And it's just not always like that. Sometimes people just need a separation from other people because you could be toxic to each other. You know, we don't think about ourselves being toxic that often. We always think about somebody else. And sometimes we are the other player to fight. It takes two to fight. So sometimes we are that other toxic person who makes that person toxic and they make you toxic. And then it's just this ongoing battle. So maybe you and your friend are just not good with each other right now. Maybe you guys do need your break. And I'm trying to think of a time in my life where I've had a toxic friend. And I don't know who listens to this podcast, so I don't really want to like say names or talk about certain situations, but there's been definitely times where I knew that I was bad for them and they were bad for me. And I left. And that's just natural. That's just normal. That's just life. I think the next thing is to definitely, like one is to definitely acknowledge who's a toxic friend and who's around you. Who's in your life. Doesn't even have to be a friend. Who's toxic around you. And then I think two is just understanding that people leave. Like people in your life for a certain amount of time for a reason. And they leave for a reason. And they stay gone for a reason. And they come back for a reason. But everybody drifts away. So let's talk about normal friends just drifting away. So I have this best friend. You guys may know her. Her name's Bree, and I grew up with her. We actually like dated in grade 5 because of one of my best friends, and that's how we got to know each other. And then we figured we would just become best friends, and we just knew each other. And she's my best friend still to this day. And do I see her every day? No. Do I see her every month? No. Do I I think I've gone 6 or 7 months without seeing her, but every single time I'm with her, it just feels like I saw her yesterday. And that's such a good friend. And that's just a perfect example of how you don't need to see somebody. They don't need to be in your life every single day to be in your life, to have a special spot in your heart. Important people will stay important to you. People you love will stay in your heart. But the people who are negative and toxic, they've been pushing their way out of your heart for the longest time. So I think it's time you open up and let them. Let them go. And, you know, I'm assuming, sorry, the stutter there was bad. I'm assuming you're sitting there and thinking, well, am I an asshole for letting this person go? And the answer is no. Sorry, and I know you probably wanted a big, deep answer, but the answer is no. You're not rude. You're not an awful human being, because you also have to think about it in the non-big-headed way that this could also be helping them. But then you also don't want to just think about it that way, and you want to do it for yourself. So toxic friends are people who make you feel judged all the time. They're constantly talking down to you. They're making fun of you. They're being negative towards you. All of these things. Anything that makes you feel really uncomfortable. I have two friends right now who are in a very tough situation because they're kind of like beating each other up emotionally and mentally, and they can't stand it. And I know them because I talk to them each separately, and they're basically just fighting with each other, and it's definitely going to ruin a friendship, and it's really sad to watch, but it's definitely not my part to play. And so sometimes we are from the outside and we're looking in on this, and I think my greatest advice for them is to literally step away now. It's to take your time and move. Because it is just so important that if you want somebody to stay in your life, sometimes you need a break from them. Like, imagine this. So you're living with your mom, right? You're living with your parents and you're growing up. Think about how many times you got overwhelmed by them. You felt anxious because of them. You felt like you hated them. You wanted to kill them. All of this stuff. You just got so agitated with them. And that's the reason why, is because you're with them 100% of the time. Maybe you go to school, but you're with other people. You're never alone when you come home. And so that's why a lot of people move out, is because they want their alone time, right? Now, imagine if you are, say, with your girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other, and you're with them 100% of the time. You're going to want to kill them. Because us as humans, we, think about the caveman days. We went off and hunt. We had our alone time. We went off and did our own stuff. And I think that's, the most important thing to, us all right now is, especially in quarantine, we still need our alone time. No matter who you're with, no matter who you're living with, no matter... This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now back to the episode. You're isolated with, you still need to make time for yourself. And so when I think about relationships, I think about, our alone time. Can we be alone with other people? And I think that's a huge reason why Bree and I are still friends, which is my best friend who I just explained earlier. Because we went on a trip to the West Coast, and that's when everything got stolen, the hard drive and everything. If you're from TikTok, you know that story. Or from YouTube. Anyways, I told the story before. I made a podcast on it. And we were out there, and I told her, I was like, hey, like, this is a trip, this is a vacation, and I want to make it that way. And when you feel like you want to just go for a walk, go for a walk. You don't have to ask me. You can just tell me you're going for a walk. And if you want me to come, ask me to come. But we need our alone time. So I'm going to sit, and I'm going to edit, I'm going to put on headphones, and I don't want you to talk to me. Like, I didn't say it like that. I wasn't that rude, guys. Don't come at me. But it's important for us to find our alone time within people, right? And if people can accept that, like, you know, in the first relationship, the first stages of a relationship, we're always clingy. We're always like, oh my God, what are you doing? Oh my God, do you want to come? It's like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And they're like, oh, I'll come with you. And I'm like, no, I didn't want my alone time. Literally, I had to tell my girlfriend that the other day. Like, she didn't come to the bathroom with me, but I have an ensuite in my room. And so I go to the bathroom, like, in my room. And so I will leave the living room where my brother and my girlfriend are, and I will go to the bathroom. And it's not that, like, oh, I'm going to drop a massive one. No, it could be, like, a tiny little pee, whatever it is. Or, like, to brush my teeth, whatever. I hear the footsteps of her follow me, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I just had to tell her. I'm like, yeah, I need my alone time within someone. And going back to your friend, your toxic friend, sometimes you need to find your alone time within the friendship. Sometimes you need your break within that person. And I'm not telling you that you have to go out and explain this to that person, because you're going to sound like an asshole. There's no way that this is going to sound good to somebody who's negative towards you. But I don't think they're your friend if they're constantly making fun of you. They're constantly teasing you. They're constantly making you agitated. They're constantly making you question whether or not you can open your mouth. I think that is so negative, not even towards them, but towards yourself. I don't think you're doing yourself any justice by being there, by not standing up for yourself. I remember I was on tour, and my two friends on tour, they called me a bitch. They called me a bitch boy every single time I opened my mouth. And, like, I don't want to call it bullying, because that's such a lame way to say it, but they made me feel so awful, to the point where I stopped rooming. When we traveled and when we were on tour, we would stay in, like, rooms of, like, two people per room, and we'd have, like, our own bed and everything like that. But still, I would stop rooming with my, like, best friend on tour, because they were constantly making fun of me. They were constantly calling me a bitch boy or buttercup boy, and, like, stupid stuff that really, really just got to me. I was just like, I'm not that. Like, you know, when you're in like elementary school and somebody calls you a stupid name and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's funny. You laugh once and then they keep doing it and you get this nickname. It was like that, but it made me feel awful about myself. And so I wasn't going to sit at, and I literally felt like such a little bitch boy, what they were calling me when I decided that I needed change. And that's completely valid. If somebody makes you feel bad, it's okay to feel bad, right? Now, before we go any further, I want to say this podcast is sponsored by Care Of, and Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. This is something that I actually use. It's truly amazing. My brother even signed up for it. And so basically what it is, you go to the website and you go and you answer this personalized survey. It's like this online quiz that recommends vitamins for you. So when I go to the grocery store, I'm looking at all of these things and there's like B1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. Like, I'm like, what is this? I don't know anything. I just know I need to, like, maintain stress. I gotta get, like, some fish oils. I have low iron. And you just go on Care Of website and it kind of, like, asks you the perfect questions that you, like, didn't think of, and it's awesome. And so then they'll recommend vitamins for you. So I recently tried it, and it's really, really hassle-free. So it comes in a box, and then each package, like, it's really, really nicely designed too. And then each package, you open it up and there's the vitamins for the day in it. And it's really just, it's perfect. So I got protein powder, electrolytes, and some vitamins to help maintain my health. And it's been honestly so nice. Like, every morning I just pull out a little package from the box. I open it up, I take some vitamins, and I'm good. And it's that hassle free. Sorry, I apologize. I stutter a lot. So all you do is, Well, don't worry. I'm not going to tell you guys this and not give you a discount code. So I'm going to give you a 50% off, 50% off your first care of order. So all you got to do is go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. And 50% off is like a huge deal. And so I think you guys should go there. You should give it a shot because I think we should all be taking our vitamins. We should all be taking care of ourselves. And you don't need to take all the crazy vitamins too. Like, there's so many people out there who are taking like insane stuff. And, you know, granted, they might need it, but maybe you don't. So enter in the stuff that you feel like you actually need and you really want to work on, and Care Of is going to do that for you. So again, go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. And I really hope you guys do this, because if you do, then this brand will also come back and support the podcast. And I think it's an amazing brand to support the podcast. And I think it's an amazing brand to take care of yourself. So head over there. Again, takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. And let me know what you guys get, or if you actually do it. I think that'd be really cool if some of you did. So yeah, that's a good way to take care of yourself. But back to being with negative friendships, and back to my tour story, because I think I've never talked about this, so I'm fired up inside. So yeah, when I was on tour, all my friends, it was just two people really, and they were my best friends. They were the closest people I was with because they were around my age, and they partied a lot. I didn't always want to party. They called me a bitch when I didn't want to party. And it was just very like high school, who's more alpha. It was just, I didn't want to be there. And so I stopped rooming with them, and they roomed together, and they hate each other, but they fueled each other. So they would always just, yeah. Anyways, I won't go into it. I'm not trying to expose anybody, but they just made me feel like an awful human being. And I talked to them about it, and they just continued. And so I started rooming with somebody else, and that's how that went. And honestly, it was for the better. You know, I think about that time, and I was really emotional back then. I was really, really emotional at that time. Like, I was really, really hurt with what they did. And it's just such a little tiny thing, but it's something that meant so much to me, you know. This was something that I was already vulnerable doing, being on tour, and then somebody made me more vulnerable and made me terrified to even walk out of my room. And it sucked. It sucked. I felt awful. And this is just a perfect example of why I think you should take action if somebody's treating you like shit. Because from my personal experience, if I didn't do that, I would have been in a 10 times worse position. I probably would have turned into them. And then I would go and scream at the next person. And I would probably call the next person a bitch boy. And if you ever watch How I Met Your Mother, they have this thing called the screaming chain. And so, like, it goes like this. Like, if you get yelled at from your dad, then you go to work and you get yelled at from your boss. Then you go to this and you get yelled at from this. And then you come home and you yell at your wife. And so it's the screaming chain of, like, the people who have been yelled at, yell at the person below them, then they yell at the person below them, and then, and it just keeps going. And so I definitely would have done that. I would have fallen in that chain, but no, I listened to how I felt. I listened to my heart, I listened to my emotions. And as like lame as that sounds for some people, I think it's really important to do. And so I took it upon myself to make that change and room with somebody else and get rid of that certain portion of a toxic friend. So it doesn't mean I left them entirely, because no, I was still on tour with them. I just moved on a little bit. I created that separation. So if you're in a situation where you find your friend is always being toxic in that certain situation, I think kind of separating yourself from it could really, really help. And I think it could save a friendship. But don't feel bad if people leave, if people go. People leave for a reason. People come for a reason. People go for a reason. And all of the above, and all the different ways. I just don't want anyone listening to this thinking that there's no way out. Some of our friends go through a really, really hard time, and I'm the type of person who wants to hear and see what the bad side has to say. I want to understand. And so sometimes, like, our friends are going through a really, really rough time, and they need themselves more than anybody else. And if we try to help them, they'll be a little bit more negative towards us. And they'll make fun of us and all of that stuff. And they could be more toxic towards us. And sometimes I think they need their space and we need our space. And it's not a bad thing to do. It's what you got to do to become the better you. And hopefully they'll become the better them. And if not, well, it's their life. That's for them to deal with. You offered your help and they rejected it. You're not the bad person. But I do want you guys to think about who you may be toxic with in your life. I know that's such a negative thing to think about, but I think it's important. Like in our day-to-day lives, like who do we take our frustration out on? Are we being negative towards them? Are we being toxic towards them? Can we do better? Can we say yes instead of no? What? Make fun of them. Can we say yes and then why? Or no and then like why? And give ourselves a reason. Give them something more than just being harsh. So I think the question I want to ask you guys is, who are you harsh on? Now, I'm not saying you're toxic. I just want us to think about our relationships that we have in our life. Whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, mother, father, brother, friend, whatever it is. Think about who you might be a little too harsh on that you can go a little bit easier on. Because maybe that's also the person that is toxic towards you. And maybe they're going to go a little bit easier on you. And there are situations in our lives where we will be nicer to somebody and they will still be toxic to us. And ladies and gentlemen, that is when you leave. And that is when you leave to be the better you, and that is not a bad thing to do. So I hope this helped anybody who's listening. And thank you very much if you stayed until the end. If you want to send me a little DM, just be like, hey, I listened to the end of the podcast. That'd be really cool, just so I can see. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who stayed listening. And thank you so much to our sponsor, takecareof.com, and enter the happy code HAPPYTIMES50. It means a lot to me. Thank you, guys. And thank you very much for listening, and stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.